Rock the Lakefront June 13th and 14th as Racine Harbor Fest returns for two unforgettable days of live music, mouthwatering food, and nonstop fun. Advance tickets $8, VIP tickets still available online at racineharborfest.com.
Pro Parts. I'm Christopher Cruz. One person is dead in an attack on a fertility clinic. The latest from CBS's Christian Benavides.
An investigation is underway in Palm Springs, California, after what's being described as a car explosion outside American Reproductive Centers, a fertility clinic specializing in IVF.
Make no mistake, this is an intentional act of terrorism.
The explosion damaged several buildings and shattered windows of businesses blocks away. Witnesses describe feeling the ground shake.
It was insane. I thought it was a massive earthquake coming off of the one we just had a couple weeks ago.
There's been a bizarre accident in New York City. CBS News New York reporter Addie Gajardo is on the scene.
It was a Mexican Navy training vessel that crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge, and witnesses were here as this all unfolded. Video shows the two boat masts snapping as the boat collides with the Brooklyn Bridge. In another video, you can see people scatter as the boat approaches the pier. People I spoke with say this crash sent people screaming, saying they couldn't believe what they were actually seeing.
19 people were hurt, 4 seriously. Severe storms have killed at least 17 people in Laurel County, Kentucky alone. WKYT-TV reporter Alyssa Williams has spoken to some survivors.
Full homes wiped out, cars crushed beyond recognition, and lives completely turned upside down.
We don't have clothes, we don't have shoes, we don't have anything. Technically, it's all destroyed.
For Tina Carnes, this isn't her first time dealing with severe weather at her home, but this time, the damage goes far beyond fixing.
Thank God Almighty, my family is okay. They didn't get hurt. Everybody's alive.
The search continues for 7 of the 10 inmates who broke out of a New Orleans jail on Friday. 3 have been captured. CBS's Katie Weiss is in New Orleans.
Outrage is growing in New Orleans after 10 inmates made a daring prison break early Friday morning. They managed to break through a cell wall by removing a toilet, leading them to a loading dock and freedom. It was 7 hours before anyone noticed they were gone. No deputy was on duty. Only a civilian employee was there at the time.
When she stepped away to grab food, that is when they began their attempts to escape.
3 prison guards have now been suspended.
A horse named Journalism has won the Preakness. Frank Vespi at theracingbiz.com.
Can't see a better horse race than that. Can't see a better performance by a horse than Journalism, who was hopelessly, almost knocked down in upper stretch, then hopelessly beaten in mid stretch, and then somehow got up to win.
Journalism went into the race as the favorite. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's Saturday night in Wisconsin. Time for local music. Oh, and we got a double dip that's great. Elizabeth Mary, 2 in a row. We're going to tell you all about what she's up to right now. Well, after the 2 songs on Max Inc. Radio.
Just erase. You think you're versatile. the pain I have all to gain. You see, I'm just a wreck. Ha! I'll prove you wrong. You think you sacrificed for this new song. And you said, life is hard. Meet me in Madison. Meet me in Madison. Meet me in Madison. Meet me in Madison.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Baby, you have my heart, see.
Two in a row, a double dip of Elizabeth Mary here on Max Inc. Radio. First, we heard me and Madison, and then Parking Lot Kisses, which sounds super romantic. You can, of course, see her at Broadfest this year, main stage on the 25th Sunday, the grand stage, rather. Also, if you want to do something a little earlier, the Annex, she's doing live stuff there. And Rocker, this list of stuff that Elizabeth Mary's doing, it just keeps going on and on and on and on.
You know, and you got to remember, that is she has a great band with her.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Paul Schluter from Last Crack on guitar, yes. And that's her husband, right? And that song, Parking Lot Kiss, guess what?
Uh-oh.
That's about them meeting.
Well, that's good news. Yes, right?
I was a little nervous there
for a second. All this local music is brought to you by Turtle Island Dispensary. Access all your products and information to improve the quality of life. They have got flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, growing supplies. Oh, so much more. Shop at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison, or ship to your door, Rocker. ShopTurtleIsland.com. That's ShopTurtleIsland.com. Rocker, what do we have going on tonight?
We have a great show lined up, Rob. Bam! They are going to be in here at 6:30, just after the break.
Man, this whole time I thought Emerald was coming. Like there were some spices and some Bam. That's, no.
Yeah, we're going to learn how to cook, man.
Okay, all right.
Tony Cannon and the Soundgarden crew. Tony Cannon, he's been around for nearly four decades in the Madison music scene. We're going to hear about his experiences, his band, and they have a show coming up. And then live in the Lair tonight, James Azell, he is going to be in here playing some songs, telling us his story, and then Abaddon's End, multi-award-winning band. They just won a bunch of whammies this year, Song of the Year, Video of the Year.
They performed live, too, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, actually. They performed at the Whammies this year. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And then, of course, After Hours with Rob Roberts.
Yeah,
we're going to keep you till midnight.
Man, I have so much caffeine. I am so excited. It's going to be a good night tonight.
Espresso, man.
Espresso. And maybe just a little something special in the coffee. But we'll talk about that in the After Hours show.
You mean like an infusion?
We'll talk about it tonight. Don't you worry. We'll talk about
it. Were you over at Turtle Island?
I was. Shh. It's going to be a good time. It really is. Listen to the After Hours show. We're going to do some Broadfest stuff there, too. We're going to do it tonight, a little bit in the After Hours. Also, there's a couple other great shows going on and festivals coming up, so we'll be talking about that. And that's 10 to 11, 11 to midnight, right here on Civic Media. Next up, we're going to play a band that's at Wardstock at Warner Park. That's going to be happening May 18th. Hey, you know what, Rocker? That's tomorrow.
You know, and this band, there's been a name change.
Yeah, I was sitting here like, I thought it was a typo change. Because on this piece of paper, it says Stephen Cooper. On this computer, it says Stephen Cooper. But on this piece of paper, Rocker.
It says Katrina DeVille.
Right, tell me about
that. And the Nobody Famous.
How did that happen?
Stephen Cooper was in the band for a long time. Yeah. And he decided to become transparent. And he's made a little bit of a change.
Oh, there we go. Well, let's play the band now, yeah?
Right.
Let's
hear it.
On Max
Inc. Radio.
It's still
the same band.
Same band, same sound. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Wrap my arm around your waist, give your lips a taste. How are you? Where have you been? I've been searching everywhere. Entrapment every now and then, keeping toes and fingers crossed, perks outweigh the cost, persistence hopeful to the end. But much to my surprise, when I kiss my tries goodbyes, I looked up from my life and you were right before my eyes. Would you be
it's hysteric. Oh, what have you done? This is something in your smile. Sees my breath, oh, I'm bewildered. You might be the one. Well, it's never been so right. Could be so black and white. I asked for love and look there. You were right there in my sight. Would you be
I'm so
Amelia Ford right here on Max Inc. Radio. Rocker, you know, we've got Bam in the studio. I'm excited to talk to them. That's going to be happening at 6:30 tonight, which is just right around the corner, right after break. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Bam, we're going to be talking about their shows coming up, some music they got, and I believe it's an album release party. So we'll have all
I like a good album release party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before that, we heard Amelia Ford. She's got all sorts of stuff coming up. Tiki Bar on the 26th. She's at the Slinger Community Park on 528. 14th time Whammy finalist. That's amazing. Winner of Wisconsin Album of the Year. Just a great song, too. I love it.
I love that she's playing in Door County in Fish Creek at Lautenbach's Orchard and Winery. What kind of gig would that be, boy?
Boy, you know, what, a winery gig? I do a winery gig. Yeah, we should do a live remote at a winery.
Or that would be somewhere fun.
Yeah, right?
Oh, boy.
Or at Salvatore's Tomato Pies.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Mm. Order your pizza now. Send it to the studios. Right, Rocker?
That's right. We'll take one anytime.
Oh, and coming up, we have a double dip at 7 o'clock. Who is double dipping with us tonight, Rocker?
Who is double dipping with us at 7 o'clock? It's going to be Adem Tesfaye because he's going to be playing May 30th at the Burr Oak in Madison.
Yeah, when he does live stuff, it's amazing. And his album release party was just a little bit earlier this year, and the new album's amazing, too.
Hey, do you like information leaks?
Yes, leak.
Well, a Adem Tesfaye band is going to be playing at Woodfest.
Oh, see, everybody, earlier I was like, Rocker, at Woodfest, right? What's going on, man? And he's just like, no, it's still early. And I was like, I know, but I want to know. And he leaked that to me. So.
Oh, we'll
now
give you
leaked this
we'll
to
give
the world.
A nugget.
I love nuggets.
Adem Tesfaye, he's going to be playing at Woodfest 2025.
And that's why you have to listen right here to Max Inc. Radio so that you can find out what's happening across Wisconsin. Balsam Hill now. Our Love is Burning. On the Civic Media Radio Network.
So long, I'm happy now on my start again. I'm watching my love burning, the earth that keeps on turning, it's alright. Yeah, I'm watching my life burning, the fire and ashes fading.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's patio time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyElfLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right, Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice, I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Give me shelter, yeah, yeah.
On Max Inc. Radio Rocker. Amazing local music. I just love it. And we've got two members of BAM right here in the studio right now.
That's right, Rob. BAM. BAM. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's an acronym. Bo Allen Messer Music is BAM. And BAM is releasing their new album, Shifting Tides, at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison on May 31st, which is the club's one-year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
And whether performing solo or accompanied by a full band, BAM is a blend of Americana, folk, and blues rock influences. I was, like, just listening now, and I was seeing Frank Zappa.
Yeah.
You know, doing the band, or Emerson, Lake, and Palmer or something.
Absolutely.
Here in the studio to tell us about the band, the album, the upcoming shows is Bo Allen Messer and Tomek. Bo, Tomek, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, let's see. Bo, before we hear about BAM, tell us a little of your backstory. I mean, how did you get started playing music?
Yeah, I mean, I've...
Hold on. We need a microphone here.
Oh, there you go. Thanks. There you go.
Hey.
Music's been in my family for a long time. Everybody on my dad's side of the family, they've been musicians. My dad's a guitarist, and it's always been a part of me. And I'd say back in like 2015, I started getting serious and had my own original band, starting with Bojo's Mojo and moving on to Cruising Round, and now bam. Yeah.
And then how did you get started in music? I mean, what did your dad play? What was his music?
He brought me up on like, he's a guitarist. He brought me up on like Lynyrd Skynyrd, mm-hmm. and, all the classic rock stuff, you know? That's been a.
And how old were you when you started playing guitar?
That's a good question. Maybe 10-ish. I mean, I've always had a guitar, right? Just because he played, so I'd fiddle around with it. So right. As long as I can remember.
I always like to hear what the parents' role is. And we have over here, you're the fiddle player, right?
That's right.
Tomek?
Yes.
Tell us your backstory. How did you get started in music?
Yeah, so I actually grew up playing music from Poland. My dad was a musician, still is. And the region we are from borders the Carpathian Mountains.
Oh, okay.
And so grew up playing folklore from there, which takes a lot of influence from Romania, Slovakia, Hungary. And pretty much played folklore and played in an orchestra growing up. Then when COVID struck, I met these guys and we had plenty of time to get together, create some awesome music together. And we've pretty much hit the ground running since then and have been just enjoying what we create. So here we are 5 years later with a new album.
It's amazing COVID has, it was awful, but some good things came out of it, right? A lot of bands came together during COVID, so.
That's right. Yeah. Now, did you always play fiddle, or have you played other instruments?
Dabbled in piano, saxophone, but violin has been my main instrument.
Nice. Very cool. Oh, that's Tomek, and we're here with Bam. Tell us about Bam. I mean, who plays in this band?
Yeah, so right now, Tomek and I, of course, we have Dylan White on drums, a phenomenal musician. He's been jamming with us since the beginning of our last band, Cruising Round. For Bam, we just added Mark Gooden on keys. Mm-hmm. He's an absolute beast, a good addition for sure for Bam. Chet Wells started off with us, and now we have on bass, and now we have Pete Kakanis jamming with us up from Stevens Point area.
Now, tell us about the new album, Shifting Tides. It was recorded in Fort Atkinson?
It was, yeah. Lunar Lava Studios with Jeff. He's a great sound guy. That was a really good experience.
He was right there in the room with us, pretty much part of the whole experience creating it. He added some of his own influence, some ideas, and that was really cool just to have him be part of the process of creating this album. So
now, tell us a little bit about Fort Atkinson, because, you know, that's kind of a music city down there. People don't realize, but there's a lot of jamming going down in Fort Atkinson.
You know, I still really don't know a whole lot about Fort Atkinson.
What?
We spent 22 hours in the studio in 2 days. We ate at a Mexican restaurant across the street, which was phenomenal, and then we went home. So
we went there twice in one day.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Wow. So, excuse me, where is the album available right now?
Right now, you can find it on all streaming platforms. It's on our website as well.
Spotify?
Yep, you bet. Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, Amazon, all that fun stuff.
You can get a CD from us at one of our shows if you come.
You're going to have CDs?
We already have them.
Oh, really?
You bet.
Wow, a band that plans the release party after they get the CDs in hand. Kudos to you. How about vinyl?
Not yet. I really want to. Hopefully after this summer. We need to build up the funds, but we all want to do it.
Now, don't mess with Cupid. They're an Otis Redding tribute band fronted by Gamma Ray bar owner Kevin Wilmot, and they are headlining the Gamma Ray's one-year anniversary party, and Bam is warming them up. How special is that to be going being able to play a celebration and the release of your album, Shifting Tides, at the one-year anniversary of the Gamma Ray?
Yeah, we're super stoked for that. That's going to be a lot of fun, and just two really great things to celebrate. We're super excited for the album. I mean, we've been going for, this band started a year ago, and we've just done so much in the last year. So we're super excited to celebrate the album release, and doing it with Kevin at his venue.
Wow,
birthday Eve bash.
That's going to be special.
Yes,
that is a great place. One of my favorite clubs.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
Now, what's happening with Cruising Round? Any news on those guys?
We are not, as of right now, playing anything. Yeah, most of the Cruising Round guys are now in BAM. with the exception of one or two. So that's how BAM was formed. From
nice. Well, we enjoyed seeing Cruising Around last year at Atwood Fest.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a blast.
What's going on? What's coming up with BAM for this summer?
Yeah, this summer, I mean, we're super busy. We go on tour here next week. We're going to Colorado. We have a few shows out there, then a show in Omaha, and then, yeah, the album release party of the 31st. But we're playing all over Wisconsin this summer. We have a few festivals we're going to be playing at. We're up in Door County, New Lisbon, Oak Creek, Park Falls.
Oh, we're in Door County.
We're playing the Thirsty Cow Tap House. Mm-hmm. That's more of a duo show, but
yeah.
It's a blast. Is that Sister Bay?
I Thirsty believe Cow? So.
Yeah, I think so.
Right around that area.
Oh, Bailey's man. Harbor, maybe?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
That yeah. sounds like a fun time.
Oh, it is. It's good, yeah.
Door County is always a blast.
It is, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So many good places to eat.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite restaurant up there?
You know what? He used to live there for a bit. I bet he has.
Yeah, plenty. The Blue Horse Cafe. I can't wait to go there.
What city is that in?
For breakfast the next day. Bailey's Harbor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was that again? Name that again.
Blue Horse Cafe.
Blue Horse
Cafe.
Got
a sticker on my water bottle, which I don't have with me.
It's like the second thing you broke tonight. First Atwood Fest, second breakfast.
That's what we do, Rob.
That's what we do. Connect
Bo Messer, thank you for coming down, Tomek.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming down to speak with us tonight. How do we keep up with BAM online?
Yeah, our Instagram and Facebook is pretty active. It's BAMWI, BAMMWI, and our website, www.bamwi.com, BAMMWI.com.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. We're going to listen to another song from your brand new album. This one is called Bad Habits. Tell us a little bit about this song before we hear.
Yeah. This song is just, you know, I mean, the lyrics are about just learning things you need to fix and fixing them, getting tired of them and getting them fixed. This was a fun song to record.
Yeah, the harmonies that came in on this one, those were a studio surprise, and I'm really happy with how those came out. And
very last minute.
The lick that we went into at the end there.
Yeah, it features the fiddle towards the end, and it's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Awesome. Let's hear it. This is BAM, Bad Habits. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sun is shining down on me, and I'm too far gone to feel the heat. Winds of change calling my name, and I'm too busy playing your games. Because I got bad habits, they got the best of me. Thank you.
It's Bam and Bad Habits right here on Max Inc. Radio. All this local goodness is brought to you by Neighbor Good Neighbor Fencing, redefining boundaries through excellence of craftsmanship. Good Neighbor Fencing is in Madison, provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, aluminum fencing. They've got it all. Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com, or give them a call. That's what they do. They do it all. It's 608-395-4546. Yeah. 608-395-4546. Rocker. How you doing over there?
I'm doing great, Rob. What's happening?
I saw another band came strolling in. Can't wait.
James Izell, he's here. We're going to be plugging him in and doing a sound check pretty soon here.
All right, I'm excited. And that's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
8 o'clock hour.
Wow, he's early.
Well, we got to get the musicians in here, yes. Get them all sound checked, make sure they sound good for you, right?
You got to get the bands and the buses and the trucks and everything, yeah. Back it up to the studio. That makes
Pack
sense.
Pack up the green room.
Yeah, and he's got all sorts of CDs, too. I'm going to be excited to hear this. It should be good. Also, maybe a surprise guest. Maybe a phone interview.
So stay tuned
to Max Inc. Radio. We'll let you know when it happens. Well, you'll know because you'll be right here listening to us on the radio. So let's do another song, shall we?
Sounds good, Rob. What do we got coming up right now?
Snap and Pop.
Oh, we're gonna play by the Reverend Eddie Danger.
Let's play it right now on Max Inc. Radio.
Do not, under any circumstance, cooperate.
Snap, snap, pop. Boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop. Boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop. Boom, boom, pow. Snap, pop. Boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop. A man to think, but he won't if he is fed or he don't care. And money talks and lazy walks to a place going nowhere. So if you go, let me know where we are and how we got here. Thanks a little, here's a lot. Well done, meet you over there. And choose your words, cause you won't fly full of hot air. And if you did, where would you go once you were up there? And if you fell, would you cry and not know why or how we got here? We are overworked and we are underpaid by a system that don't care. Snip, snip, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snip, snip, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snip, snip, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snip, pop, boom, pow. Snip, snip, pop. What is it good for? Keeping rich people rich and poor people poor. Who is the booze that they feed you? You swear it's not yours. Well, I don't believe you. What would they say standing next to you? Twisted and ugly like a bad tattoo. Cigarette smoke and too much perfume and flashing lights in the still air room. Now food, not bombs. Bread, not arms. You are a cancer on my family farm. You better wonder if this are horseshoes or hand grenades. Not even close. So find with peace, love, and promenades, Mr. Prez. Yeah, Mr. Prez, well, you can go on an unpaid vacation while I'm dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, pop, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, pop, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop.
Broadcasting live at MaxIncRadio.com.
And on your mobile device at TuneIn.com.
Search Max Inc. Radio. It's radio for the people.
We'll be right back. on 24th Street and I'm looking at a life. Standing on the corner watching people passing by. I used to be somebody, man, I used to be someone. Now I'm feeling like a bullet in the chamber of a gun. I said, hey, tell me what you're gonna do now. You're acting like you've never been had. You're saying it's the end of the world again. When it all blows up and it all goes down, when it makes you sick but you're still around, you ain't too pure, ain't too proud. When it all blows up and it all somehow be alright. Girls on lower Broadway in the summer, in the smoke. I feel I'm at the wrong end, man, of someone else's joke. I said, hey, tell me what you want me to do. I feel like I got nowhere to go. Meet me at the end of the world again. When it all goes up and it all goes down, sucks your soul, but you hang around. You ain't too poor, ain't too proud. When it all goes up, all goes down. You still get your kicks in a lovesick town. When it all goes up, all goes down. We're midnight friends, don't come around. When the time is right, time is now. When it all goes up and it all goes down.
This is Max.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. New York City Mayor Eric Adams now says two people died Saturday night when the masts of a Mexican Navy training vessel struck the underside of the Brooklyn Bridge. 17 others were injured. This man was at the scene.
All of a sudden, we heard tons of screaming coming from this massive crowd, and we all got up. Our hearts were skipping a beat because it was just horrible how it sounded. We heard like this wood crunch, which we then stood up and looked at the bridge, and we saw what everybody's already seen happen, which was just horrifying.
There were almost 280 people on the ship when the incident happened. One person has died in a car bombing at a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California. CBS's Christian Benavides says the FBI is calling this domestic terrorism.
The clinic confirms no staff members were injured in Saturday's blast, and their lab, including all eggs, embryos, and